Hello, it's Marianne Penn here, and I'm joined by John Francis. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue our news items with a pumpkin carving competition and a spooky parade in the city. But first, implications of a disease hitting our trees.
Chopping down dangerous trees hit by ash dieback could leave Norfolk County Council with a bill of up to £16 million, with stark warnings that the county's landscape will be changed forever. And it's estimated that it could cost £7 million to deal with the problem over the border in Suffolk. Millions of trees in the county could perish because of the fungus first reported in the two counties in 2012. Officers in Norfolk warn that trees can fall or shed branches, posing a substantial and often unpredictable threat to human safety and property, including on roads and at 300 schools for which the authority is responsible. A three-year project is assessing the condition of ash trees next to the county's 6,000 miles of roads and footpaths. Almost 450 miles have been surveyed so far, with 15,000 ash trees recorded, of which two-thirds were diseased. Nick Atkinson, Woodland Trust Conservation Advisor, said, "It's conceivable that millions of ash in Norfolk will be killed, which is why we need to continue to map their location and possible impact of loss. Urgent action is needed to identify resistant ash and to plant more trees of other native species to replace those which die."
A village community has expressed shock and concern after a baby and two children were among 15 suspected illegal migrants discovered in a lorry. The group, whose countries of origin are not yet known, were found at a factory at Worstead near North Walsham. The lorry, understood to be carrying sweet potatoes, arrived at the Albert Bartlett factory from Spain. It is thought they pushed the vegetables out of a hole to try and alert people to their presence. All have been handed over to the Home Office for their cases to be processed.
Arachnophobes were wise to avoid the city centre after a giant spider crawled through the streets for this year's Halloween celebrations. The huge black widow was joined by a terrifying horde of ghouls, zombies, witches and skeletons as part of the annual Spooky City Parade. Hundreds of people lined Theatre Street as the procession marched its way down to Gentleman's Walk to the beat of an undead band. Along the way, street performers jumped out at passers-by, and parts of the city were illuminated in an eerie green glow. New for this year was a pirate ship on Millennium Plain, which served as the backdrop for the evening's Halloween-themed entertainment. The Norwich Operatic Society performed numbers from The Witches of Eastwick.
The winner of the Great British Menu 2015 has returned to the college where he learned his trade to pass on his skills to the next generation of prospective chefs. Richard Bainbridge, chef and owner of Benedict's Restaurant, returned to City College Norwich, where he was a former student, to give a demonstration to over 40 catering students. During his visit, Mr. Bainbridge showed students how to make his great British menu, Betty in the Henhouse dish, a quail stuffed with vegetables.
A Norwich butcher has developed a novel way to raise money for charity by creating a new sausage. Award-winning butcher Jamie Archer of Archer's Butchers has teamed up with fellow award winner Candy Robertson of Candy's Chutney to create a new pork sausage to mark British Sausage Week. For every pound of the sausages sold, £1.50 will be donated to Marie Curie to provide care to those who are terminally ill. British Sausage Week, now in its 19th year, aims to get people celebrating sausages. The Norfolk Nobbler, as the sausage is called, combines Archer's traditional pork sausage with Candy's parsnip and chilli chutney. Mr. Archer said, "I'm delighted that we can support Marie Curie with the Norfolk Nobbler sausage. We like to be able to give back to the local community as the Marie Curie nurses do such an amazing job."
The winner of the Halloween pumpkin carving competition can now be revealed. We asked readers to send pictures of their finest creations to win a selection of ghostly goodies. We were sent everything from Pokemon-inspired pumpkins to one featuring pugs, the characters from Frozen, and even Donald Trump. But after a rigorous selection process, the winner has now been selected. Paul Willans from Wyndham carved out an incredibly detailed owl, which would have left trick-or-treaters in awe. He will receive prizes from the television and movie store in Norwich.
Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary, HMIC, examined how police forces use their resources now and how they plan to do so in the future in order to keep people safe and to reduce crime. Forces were inspected on how well they're able to predict demand for their services now and in the longer term, and how they manage their resources, especially their officers and staff. HMIC assessed that Norfolk was outstanding in some respects of its efficiency, including understanding current and future demand, and it was good overall. The Chief Constable, Simon Bailey, said, "It's pleasing to be congratulated for the clear focus we have on protecting the vulnerable and identifying those crimes victims may be reluctant to report, while ensuring we're using the resources available to us efficiently." Norfolk Constabulary has been praised for providing a cost-effective and efficient service to the public in the new report.